The UN Security Council met for several hours late yesterday in an attempt to find some common ground on the disarmament of Iraq. The British government, which is desperate for UN authorization for any military action, proposed a list of 6 steps that Iraq must take to avoid war. But diplomats say the Security Council remains seriously divided, and France is still threatening to veto the current resolution before the Council, which is sponsored by the United States, Britain, and Spain. The White House says it would consider delaying a vote on the resolution. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The United States had insisted it would ask for a vote on the resolution this week. What happened?
Basically, the resolution doesn't seem to have enough votes for approval, even without the threat of a veto. But there seems to be more going on than that. When Britain requested the closed-door consultation by the Security Council last night, there was the assumption that the sponsors of the resolution would formally propose a compromise, and then everyone would have time to study it, test reactions, and then perhaps call for a vote. But the United States and Britain apparently didn't actually sign the compromise, which has been, you know, presented by Britain as a side letter to the original resolution. When the council broke up, John Negroponte, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said that the U.S. commended the British proposal to the Security Council, but he said Washington wants to see what reactions are before formally endorsing it. And then this morning, the White House announced that it would be open to delaying the vote until next week in order to build more support.
But the resolution, at least as it's currently drafted, sets a Monday deadline for Iraq to disarm.
That's true, and that's one of the reasons the undecided members of the council are so opposed to it. They had requested that the deadline be pushed back by 45 days, but the White House refused. The administration says that if there is a delay, it can't be for more than a few days. And obviously, if the vote is pushed back, then the deadline in the resolution will have to be changed.
And what's in the British proposal?
It's basically a formal presentation of the suggestions made yesterday, you know, by the British government in an effort to overcome all of the opposition in the Security Council to the resolution. The British have proposed giving Iraq a list of very specific things that it has to do in order to disarm, things like allowing 30 important Iraqi scientists to go to Cyprus, for instance, for private interviews with UN weapons inspectors. But the proposal doesn't set a deadline for compliance, and there seems to be a bit of a gap in what the British and American thinking is on that. Last night, the U.S. ambassador said that Washington would accept what he described as a very, very, very brief extension. Britain seems to be thinking of a little more time.
Well, Security Council resolution needs at least 9 votes to pass, and of course, no vetoes. What's the vote count at this point?
That's very unclear. Yesterday, there were indications that the 3 African countries on the council, that's Angola, Cameroon, and Guinea, had been convinced to support it. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher at the briefing yesterday said that sponsors of the resolution were making progress, but they weren't counting on anything yet. But today, the state radio for Guinea says that country may actually abstain from the vote, and they need every vote they can get in favor. Pakistan also has said it will abstain, although there are unconfirmed reports that that might change. So, and this just seems to change by the hour. At the moment, there are only 4 votes publicly in favor.
And still the threat of a veto.
That's right. Russia's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Lavrov, said last night that his government isn't convinced that the British proposal addresses Russia's concerns. He says that Russia will study the language, but thinks it still contains an automatic trigger for war. The French ambassador was even more hardline. He said the whole issue is not about giving Iraq a few more days before going to war. He said France wants to give Iraq a realistic framework for inspections and a work program with a specific calendar for reaching disarmament.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.